Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
So what were the weaknesses and faults of Jacob? Hi, my name's Andrew. This is Faith Boost. I'm here today to boost your faith with ancient secrets that still work in the modern world. Well, as I've said, you know, these past few podcasts, most people identify Jacob as a trickster, as a fraudster, as a deceiver. And I kind of feel like you're selling him short and you're selling yourself short if that's all you remember Jacob as being, because he was one of the founders of the nation of Israel. I mean, after Abraham and Isaac, it's Jacob's 12 sons that become the 12 leaders and founders of the 12 tribes of Israel, which become this great nation called Israel. And God never, you know, remembered Jacob's sins. God never mentions Jacob's sins when he's talking directly to God or even about Jacob later in the Bible. I mean, the Bible says in Romans chapter 9, verse 23, Jacob I've loved, Esau I've hated. So this gives hope to all of us who are human, who have weaknesses, who may have done something wrong in the past, that if you've confessed your sins, He is faithful and just, and He has forgiven you your sins, and He's cleansed you from all unrighteousness. And you don't deserve that. I don't deserve that. We don't deserve that. But the blood of Jesus is so precious. It's so pure. It's so supernatural that all your sins can be washed away, and Jacob's sins were washed away, and so can yours be. But I just want to list today the weaknesses of Jacob, because it's not actually that bad. I mean, he's known as a fraudster, as a trickster, as a deceiver. The major deception that he did was when he pretended to be his brother. Okay, he put hairy garments on his arms, or goat's hair on his arms, on his neck. He wore his brother's clothes. He smelt like his brother. He felt like his brother. He went in and deceived his dad. But what's interesting is that in Genesis chapter 27, verse 8, the Bible says that the mum, Rebekah, put him up to it. The Bible says that she says, "Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to what I command you." It was actually Rebekah's idea. Now, Rebekah's a virtuous woman in the Bible. We know that she prays and God answers her prayers when she's struggling with her pregnancy. She stepped up to the plate, married Isaac by faith, had never met him before, but journeyed on a camel. Like, she's an amazing woman. She's the one that told Jacob to deceive his dad. It wasn't even Jacob's idea. And listen to the story. Then Jacob says to his mum, "Hey, look, my brother is a hairy man and I'm a smooth-skinned man. What if my father will feel me and I shall seem to be a deceiver to him and I shall bring a curse on myself and not a blessing?" But his mother said to him, "Let your curse be upon me, my son. Only obey my voice and go get the hair from the goats and get your brother's clothes and bring them to me." And then she makes the stew that makes Isaac happy as well. So really, the biggest deception he did was not even his idea. He was obeying his mum. Now, you know, I'm not here today to hate on his mum either. I'm just saying, this guy's human, yeah, but his mum tells him what to do and he obeys his mum. Now, why did his mum do this? Because his mum had had a word from God when the babies were in the womb, when Jacob and Esau were in the womb, and God said, "The older shall serve the younger." So she always knew that Jacob was destined for greatness. She always knew that God had a plan for Jacob, and she knew that if Isaac had blessed Esau, then that blessing would have gone to the wrong person. She wanted the blessing on Jacob because of a word she'd received from God. So again, we see God working here and we can't fully understand, but I'm just saying, let's not bag out Jacob so much. He was put up to it, or, you know, or told to do it by his own mother. Now, later on in his life, he also deceives Laban, his father-in-law, a little bit. You know, when he's leaving, he's just so blessed. He works for his father-in-law for at least 14 years. It might be more, it might be 20 years. He's got flocks, herds, camels, it's all going on, goats, sheep. And he decides to go back to his dad because the Bible says in Genesis 31, verse 11, the angel of God spoke to him in a dream saying, "Jacob." And he said, "Here I am." And he said, "Lift your eyes now and see. All the rams which sleep on the flocks are streaked, speckled and gray spotted, for I've seen all that Laban is doing to you." And so, you know, God blesses him and he gets more flocks and herds than his father-in-law Laban, but because the angel of God spoke to him, then he leaves secretly, doesn't say goodbye to his father-in-law. Laban gets a bit upset with him. That was a little bit dishonest. So I'm not saying this guy's perfect, but I'm just saying he's not as bad as many people make out for him to be. And the key takeaway for Jacob's life is this. He encountered God in his life and God forgave his sins and God used him mightily. And that gives hope to you and to me that whatever you've done, whatever I've done, whatever we've done, God can forgive us of our sins and achieve a great purpose for that through our lives, just like he did through Jacob.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channel. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.